Well, we thought we'd go. I thought I'd go rogue a bit here, mate. With a lot of the people that you know in the game of horse racing, and we're always looking for a bit of mail. And all the listeners, they love having a bet. And I know this bloke who joins on the phone. His name's Brad Taylor. He's the racing manager for Team Freedman down there in Melbourne, Anthony Freedman. Good morning, Brad.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Now, first off and foremost, you and I are mates, so we'll get that out of the way. But want to put the blowtorch on you, mate. I want people to come on now and give us some winners, because we want people to win so they've got plenty of money for their weekends. Can you blokes win any today?
Well, as long as you're not tipping them, we might be all right.
Well, I won't tip them. I
you
won't
know
tip
him too well, Brad.
Yeah, I do.
I won't tip them. So you got the horse in the cup, all right. So Geelong Cup today, you've got a horse called Steel Prince. Talk to us.
Yeah, he obviously had that mishap the other day in the Herbert Power, but he's taken no effect from that. He just took a bit of skin off and they had to scratch him. His work on Saturday morning was his regular rider thought it was better than the work leading into the Herbert Power. He was favoured for that race. He gets out to $5 today. He is a month between runs, but that should be no concern. And he's a quality stayer that'll certainly be suited by the 2400.
Got it. That's Geelong Race 7, number 8. Now, you said all the trainer chat. What about the punting chat when you and I are having a text? Do we back this horse today?
I think we can, yeah. Ollie really wants to ride him in the cup, and he's going to need a penalty to take the ride in the cup, because 52.5 is just a bit light. So certainly when Ollie's trying to he's on song, he wants a half kilo penalty to get him to 53 so he can ride him in the cup. So he'll get every opportunity. Fitness won't be a concern, and his next start will be in the Melbourne Cup. So we couldn't have him in better order.
And, like that.
You've got the Europeans there. Prince Aaron was very good the other day, but he's drawn the outside gate. Probably going to have to do a little bit of work. If we get a nice, cosy run, he should be one of the main chances.
Is there anything else we should be looking at today, Brad?
We've got another one in race two called Ridgewood Drive. Now, he was really disappointing last time. Pulled up with a few issues, which have been treated. His work on Saturday morning was the best of his preparation. Fourth up last time, he was very good in the Port Adelaide Guineas before winning at Flemington after that. Mark Zara gets back aboard him. He'd be a nice chance in race two. So both are really nice chances today.
Righto. So if we took the double with the tab at the moment, we're getting $20.16. Do we take a double the win, or do we take a place double, or what? If you were going to have 100 on, how would you play it?
I'd have 25 to win on both of them, and then just the rest on the place.
Okay. I like it. Now, what about anything else for the week for the listeners? Something.
We've got a wee sneaky on Saturday, Gunnyara Valley. First start, we bought it from Dave Azzopardi, Dream Thoroughbreds, bought it from New Zealand. It's been trialling really well, and it'll be hard to beat at Yarra Valley, the 1200 metre maiden Saturday. I think it's probably our best. We've got no runners Saturday here, okay. Saturday off, and he should be pretty hard to beat.
Beautiful. And just quickly, Brad, Santa Ana Lane. Ran second in the Everest. While you're disappointed not winning it, geez, fantastic run.
Yeah, you're gutted watching it, but you're super proud of the horse. Had to probably wait for yes to clear him, and he got going, and it was a super run. They all broke the track record, and probably just the weight was the difference. But he's returned to Victoria in really good order, and he'll be very hard to beat in the sprint up the straight on the last day of the carnival.
All right, mate. Well, no doubt you'll be cheering on the Poms this weekend as well to smash the All Blacks. So,
definitely, Dave. I haven't heard from you since Ireland got beat.
No, mate. No, I've had troubles with the phone. That's all.
Understandable.
I appreciate the mail, though. So there we go. Race 7, number 8, Steel Prince in the Geelong Cup. We have something on it each way, but that's a big tip that if Ollie wants to ride in the cup, it's got to get the penalty. That's a huge tip, punters.